So now we have Larry Don on the phone, who we are going to be interviewing. So, you there, Larry?
Hello, Jamie. Yes, hi, I'm here.
All right, that's good. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions about this event. So, why is there three storytellers for this event, rather than just you telling stories?
Well, I love telling stories, and I'd happily tell lots of stories for a whole hour, but the point of this event is to get stories from various different tellers from various different countries. The Authors Live event on this Thursday, 30th to 31st, is it kind of kicking off the Commonwealth Games celebration across Scotland, which is starting with the Commonwealth, really, where the baton is going to lots of different, I think every different Commonwealth country. Now, we couldn't manage, I don't think, a storyteller from every single Commonwealth country, but we have got storytellers from three Commonwealth countries, and that's why we're each sharing one story and kind of passing the storytelling baton around each other.
Right, okay. So, does every country have different stories to tell?
Yes, and kind of no. Every country has stories that are unique to that country, but pretty much every country has stories that are similar to other countries as well. I don't know exactly what Mara Menzies, who will be telling a Kenyan story, and Peter Chand, who will be telling an Indian story, I don't know exactly what stories they'll be telling, but I'm fairly sure that I'll recognise some of the themes in each story. I'm fairly sure that that each of us will be telling stories that we'll recognise, even if we don't know them word for word, because I don't think stories recognise national boundaries. I think stories just move around the world.
Right.
As people tell them and love them and pass them on.
Yeah, so they'll be slightly different but same at the same time, kind of.
Yes, I mean, well, we'll each be telling a very different story, but I don't think you can pin a story down and say, this is a Scottish story and this is a Kenyan story. I think every story will have friends and cousins all around the world that are similar.
Yeah. So what story are you going to be telling as representing Scotland?
Oh, wow, representing Scotland is a tremendous privilege, and then you have to pick one story.
Yes.
Luckily, I've recently done a collection of Scottish stories called Breaking the Spell, where I collected together 10 of my favourite Scottish stories.
Right.
So that kind of gave me somewhere to start when I was thinking, what story will I tell? And I've chosen, finally, to go with a story called Tam Lynn, which is set not too far from you guys, actually. It comes from the Scottish Borders. And I think Tam Lynn is the most fantastic Scottish fairy tale ever told. And while it is a uniquely Scottish story, in keeping with my earlier answer, I think it's quite related to some old Greek myths, actually. I used to think Tam Lynn was completely unique. And then I read some Greek myths that had tiny little similarities, and I thought, oh, maybe this story has travelled all the way around the world too.
Right, so that's good. We'll be looking forward to hearing that. So are you going to be reading the story from a book, or have you memorised all the story?
Oh, what a good question. I could read it from the book. It's in the book, Breaking the Spell. Could just pick up Breaking the Spell and turn the pages and read it out, but that's not how I like to tell stories. I tell stories without a book, just looking straight in the eyes of the audience. Now, this will be slightly harder, because this event, there'll be about 30 or 40 kids at the BBC, but I'll be talking to thousands of kids all over Scotland and all over the UK.
Yes.
So I won't be able to look them in the eye, but I hope they'll be able to watch me. So I won't tell it from a book, but neither have I memorised it. You don't learn a story like this like you would learn a script for taking part in a play. You kind of know the story, and you just tell the story as you see it happen. So if you came to see me tell Tam Lynn three or four different times, I would tell it slightly differently every time. A flower might be a different colour, or a horse might be a different colour, or people chatting might use slightly different words, because I haven't memorised it. I know how the story goes, and I just kind of tell the story as I see it happen in my head. And I'm fairly sure that Mara and Peter do the same thing as well, because we've all been asked to say exactly how long our stories are, and we've all gone, kind of depends how it goes when we're telling it. So I think that all storytellers tend to tell stories differently every single time, and that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah, right. So, do you use old stories you tell in the new books that you write?
Ooh. Well, I do write collections of the old stories, like Breaking the Spell. And I'm certainly inspired by stories like Tam Lynn, and stories about Kelpies, and stories about Selkies, and stories about dragons, and stories about all sorts of magic around Scotland, and, to be fair, old Greek myths and Viking myths and so on. I love those old stories. I love telling them.
Yeah.
And I certainly do find myself asking questions like, oh, what if this happened here now in modern Scotland? Or, oh, what if this magic was happening in Edinburgh or Glasgow or or the Borders or Haddington. So I think I do, I get a lot of inspiration for the fiction, the adventures that I write from the old stories, but I don't reproduce the old stories in the modern fiction. They're all original, but they're definitely inspired by old Scottish stories.
Do you only tell Scottish stories, or is there any stories from other countries that you tell?
Ah, well, you'd think, wouldn't you, if me standing up and saying, I am representing Scotland and I will tell a Scottish story and then pass it on to someone who will tell a Kenyan story and someone tell an Indian story, that I only ever told Scottish stories. And that isn't the case at all. I love stories from everywhere, and I'll tell a story because I love it, not because it's a Scottish story. And I know for a fact that Mara Menzies, who I've heard tell many times, tell stories from all over the world as well, and I'm sure Peter Chand is the same.
Yeah.
Storytellers love stories, and it doesn't matter where the story's from. Sometimes it is lovely to say, here is a story from my country, or sometimes I even say, here is a story from where I was brought up, or here is a story from my mum's from.
Yeah.
But no, the story is the important thing, really, not where it comes from. What we're doing on Thursday with the Commonwealth Storytelling Relay is we're giving a nod to the fact that stories come from particular places, and it's nice to share stories from different cultures, but actually it's the stories that are important. And if people listening on Thursday, watching on Thursday, love the Scottish story and want to pass that on, that's great, but it would be equally wonderful if people think, oh, you know, that Kenyan story or that Indian story is a story that I want to make my story, because stories don't really belong to anyone.
Yeah, okay. Right, so our final question now. So how can children who want to join in and watch the event on Thursday?
Well, that's just about the most exciting thing of all, actually. Normally, if I'm telling stories to people, I need to be in the same room as them.
Yeah.
But the Authors Live is something that the Book Trust, Scottish Book Trust, do, which is absolutely wonderful. That means that children in schools anywhere, I think it's usually anywhere in Scotland, but for this one, it's anywhere in the UK, can watch live on their computers, on their smart boards. I think their teachers have to sign up beforehand to get all the details of how to do it, but it's very easy to do that on the Scottish Book Trust website. If you search for Scottish Book Trust Authors Live Storytelling Relay, I won't try and give you the full web address because I'll undoubtedly miss a bit of punctuation out, but it's Authors Live Storytelling Relay on the Scottish Book Trust website. And if you sign up beforehand, then at 11 o'clock this Thursday, you can join thousands and thousands of other children celebrating the Commonwealth Baton Relay by watching three stories from all over the Commonwealth.
Right, so that sounds very exciting.
It does. Very exciting for you guys. I think I'm getting a wee bit nervous about it, actually.
Yeah, well. Well, thanks very much for this interview. It's been really nice speaking to you.
Thank you very much, Jamie.
OK, bye.
Bye-bye.